On my mama, on my hood, I look fly.
I look good.
Touch my swag. Wish you could.
Touch my dick. Wish you could.
Damn. I wish I could.
You bet I did.
I wish I could be put into a time machine and transported back to the glorious year of 2009.
Yeah, that's when it was good.
When I was drunk out of my mind, I had a dollar sign shaved into the back of my head.
09?
Yep.
09, dude.
Nick had his Shepherd Fairey Obama Hope t-shirt on.
Yeah, dude, I was a huge Obama boy.
He was a big Obama head.
Yeah. I literally was. Of course, everyone our age.
Dude, I remember
was.
The night he won when I was in
the
college.
The dicks were hard.
Like running to the White House.
I actually didn't give a fuck at all.
No, I thought it was cool that Bush wasn't the president anymore.
Yeah,
I was so hyped on
that.
You
know, I was a poli sci major at the time.
But I was in D.C.
at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
We ran to the White House. And we were shouting at the building. We're like, "Fuck you, Bush."
Yep.
Like, fuck you. You have to leave now. And then girls were showing their tits.
I'm sorry. Can we go back to what my
okay, yeah, go back
was?
To it, yeah.
Modern Warfare 2, basketball
sports. It's awesome.
You're
in those shitty apartments, right?
Yes.
Yep. Comics center. Apartment.
Yeah, H-E-B fucking door deal. They had the coupons at the door.
Mm-hmm.
The coupons would be a whole meal. So you buy the fucking bread, you get the bologna and the mustard and the Miracle Whip for free.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were a smart shopper.
I was shopping smart.
Even though Miracle Whip can suck my dick.
You know?
I'm not a Miracle Whip guy. It's too sweet.
Back to me now?
So blacking out, waking up, having fucked with no recollection of it.
That's awesome. Cool. Just smelling.
Dick smelling
the night.
Bad.
No, there's
the
just night. some beast on the floor of my room.
Growling.
Also lying in a pile of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
On which I slept.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Making up words left and right to
right.
sound poetic. It
yeah,
sounds
awesome.
Poetical.
That's fucking sick.
Back to me, 2009, all black fraternity, only white guy. Flip up sunglasses over my glasses. What else?
Wow. That's what you wanted to be called into.
Step team practice.
What was it called? Beta, Data, Jada. June Will Smith and a fucking fraternity.
Yeah. Got his ass.
That's what I said. If I was the one hosting the Oscars instead of Chris Rock, I'd be like, he's got it wrong. There's actually three types of black people. There's damn and Will Smith, folks.
Damn Gina.
Damn Gina.
They're damn Ginas, Will Smith, and Chris Rock.
Liars, damn liars. Mm-hmm. And politicians.
Stomping the yard, okay?
Finally, he got it.
What else was I doing? 2009.
Stomp the law.
You were applying to law school.
No, I hadn't. I was gearing up for my second time taking the LSAT.
Oh, were you? Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forget you're 7 years older than me and Nick.
We're not 7 years older.
Yeah, you're a senior citizen now.
I was born in 1987. You were born 1989.
Yep.
Nick was born 1988. That's why we're the perfect trio. That's why people call us the perfect trio.
It is funny that you are the older one, because it's like, you know, in your mind, when you're younger, you think, you get older, you gain wisdom, and people respect you more. But it's like, no, the world is a young man's
game.
You
do respect me in your own way.
No one respects
you. In your own way, you do respect me.
I have baseline respect for every human being.
I guarantee
you. That's not true. Don't lump me in with that humanist, secular humanist nonsense stuff.
I guarantee you.
I do, and you can go plus or minus.
It is not my humanity.
If I met myself now, back in time, you think like, I'll get back in time and give myself advice. If I could meet 20-year-old me, I'd be like, listen, here's what you got to do. Immediately, the past me would make this version of me cry.
Yeah,
just relentlessly
call you gay.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, old you would have destroyed me.
See, this is a very interesting thought experiment.
Now you're getting sad at Jackass.
Because if I found 19-year-old me, he would love me.
Oh,
19-year-old, he would
be
like,
hero.
He would start crying, be like, what? Our life stops being gay? It's like you get to get pussy.
No, 19-year-old me would start crying.
Oh,
be like,
and he would listen to everything I say with a notepad.
Hold on, let me make it clear though. There's the separation between the two. It's not like,
oh, you mean they're just guys?
Yeah, I mean if I went back and I told myself at 20, it's like, yeah, you know, like, you know.
Oh, you mean he doesn't know it's you. It's just personality-wise.
Personality-wise, it would not, you know.
I think little me would love me, honestly.
Why?
Just because little fat guys love me, dude. Little 19-year-old fat guys fucking look up to me.
Oh, my God.
No, he wouldn't just be like, you're just fucking all the time, and you have this absurd look. You used to be like kind of clean cut.
No, he'd think I would look cool. You know what? I always had this in my heart. I just didn't have the self-esteem.
It's true. You were kind of clean cut.
You were.
You were kind of more bald, like more Maryland.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You wore like a nice shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
You only let your hair grow out like 2 years ago.
Pandemic.
And that initially,
but I was toothless for years. Let's not go crazy.
Yeah, but that wasn't
only
a choice.
That only started.
It was absolutely was a choice
because of John.
What
Wick.
Do you mean? You were trying to get a tooth for years.
Once it was gone,
it just wouldn't take.
Once I was gone.
Oh, you no, lost your temp.
I waited for a while.
You lost your temporary.
I lost my temp. I didn't replace it.
Oh, the walls. The house of cards comes.
Don't even try
down.
Because they didn't.
No. You and lost
bitch,
your
what
tooth
is it?
On
Did
purpose.
They come stumbling or tumbling? To make your fucking mind up.
Tumbling.
You said stumbling, bitch.
Yeah, I
said
tumbling. Well, he stumbled. He's a stumbler.
You know I'm a stumbler.
You don't you have me on the hook, bitch.
That's
don't even think you do,
bro. That's my disability.
No, but here's
you
the
know
thing.
I'm a
and
stumbler.
Don't take this as criticism. Don't get defensive. But at a certain point, younger you, if you continue this way, you would hit younger you like Jeff Ross does. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If you still got this aesthetic, you're pushing 45 years old.
Yeah, yeah, for
fucking
sure.
On the road,
but we've
which,
all discussed that.
And it's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, I'm not saying that.
You're going to age into yourself?
Absolutely.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Life is a fucking highway.
Yeah.
I got to ride it all night long.
I just want to know what the more mature...
You know, I become an uncle, a family man.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but aesthetically.
Aesthetics is a good idea. Well, aesthetics I probably will keep a tracksuit the rest of my life.
No, you need, like, a more grown up.
I don't think so.
A Charizard type of Stavro.
What is the Charizard?
I've been thinking about mine
it's
for a while.
More of a Blastoise. If
I am
honest.
Blastoise.
I've been thinking
true.
About mine.
Yeah, yeah,
that's true. You are.
I think Blastoise is cool.
You
so
are. You are a Bulbasaur right now.
It's funny. His name's Blastoise.
I'm Squirtle.
Or not Squirtle turns no, into Blastoise.
No. Wait. No, we're missing one. Wartortle. I'm Wartortle.
Yeah,
right
now. Leave that one out. But has anyone touched on the Squirtle and Blastoise?
Nah, definitely not. This is virgin territory for sure.
No. I don't think.
Well,
we
folks,
have.
If you're going to see Nick, that he will be doing 17 minutes on Squirtle versus Blastoise.
I can only hope I get 17 minutes out of that.
That would be a nice chunk.
We got. I'm going to have to. I get in late. So I got to run around Austin real quick and take stock of what used to be a Chex Cash place.
It's and now it's a Whole Foods.
It's now a Whole... Well, actually, everything used to be Whole Foods.
Really? What
is
it
started
now?
There?
I don't know. I haven't been to Austin in a long
now
time.
Now it's a Joe Rogan experience.
Yeah.
A ride.
Yeah.
Now it's
the Joe Rogan experience.
Wow.
And you get to strap in, smoke weed.
Why do you give away free ideas on the pod
Fuck
like that, Sai?
Right? The Joe Rogan experience.
You could have sold that to Rogies for $2 million.
I'm about to text Ari. I'm going to be like, text I have him. Something your friend is going to want
to
hear.
I need to get him in a room.
We need to get on. We need to get on Rogan and then just get the Patreon up to $500 million a month for 1 month.
Okay.
And then cut
and then,
it.
And then we're
you
done.
Keep, we're not, listen. We're going to let the Patreon keep going.
Yeah.
They're not going to cancel their credit cards.
That's true.
We're going to have at least
they
a couple.
They don't understand how
we're
going to
have two or three
work.
Months of living good for
it's
nothing.
It's the Planet Fitness model,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You pay $5 a month,
exactly.
you forget you have a membership.
About it.
Yeah.
That's
all
why
we need you to do, Nick, is every once in a while go in there, put like a 5-minute video up or something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah. Right.
Just keep them on the hook, something.
Yeah.
And we'll get 6 months easy.
Yeah, say working on something big.
Working on something big.
We're
gonna
come
tuned.
Back. Stay tuned.
I've got it. We got.
I think you're gonna be
got,
really
we got
excited.
The pilot for an animated series coming.
Right. We keep lying.
Like JavaScript fucking show.
We're working with Dan Harmon.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like a Cumtown Rick and Morty style.
It's gonna be one of those like big mouth style animated things where it's somebody with a raised eyebrow.
Right.
And every joke is I'm horny.
Yeah.
Which is a good way to write comedy.
It's pretty good. As long as you keep your eyebrows down.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's
that's about from my estimation, that's about a good 33.3% of a nice stand up act. Is that?
Yeah.
Being fat is another 33. Yeah.
Mine
and
is
then,
instead of big mouth, it's big nose.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good, right?
That's really good.
Well, I think Big Mouth kind of is Big Nose already, because I think those characters are pretty Jewish.
And Big Mouths are a Jewish trait as
well. You know I got a big old...
Big wet mouth.
I want to transition to having like a travelogue show, but I'm the worst. I'm the worst fucking
you
host.
Stay in. People.
No, it's just like
you
some
get,
guy would be like, tell me about this restaurant and how you guys...
The war.
So tell me about like where you got the idea for the
and
restaurant.
And where the meat comes from.
Yeah.
And about some of the background of the restaurant. And then it's like, well, me and my wife, you know, we moved to We moved to Cincinnati in 2004. She got a different job. Then we opened this place, and then there's the wide shot again. I'm like clearly not listening.
You're looking at your phone.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, it's just, you got Jake Flores is fucking humiliating himself right now. And he's like, excuse me?
This is good. Yeah. Yeah, like, no, they'll send you over to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and you'll ask people if they've been to Checkers before.
Somebody,
that sounds awesome.
That would be cool.
Have you guys been to Bob Evans?
Somebody subscribed me to Seth Simon's fucking newsletter. So
like
I get
paid
it.
The money?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's worth it. How much
emails.
Is it? $5?
I get the emails now, and here's his latest. His comedians hate violence. Not. He's reminding everybody that comedians love when people are hurt. And now they're being hypocrites. I'm going to skim through this real quick.
Guys, if you want to get our instant reactions to the Oscar thing, listen to the Patreon.
The Patreon episode this Sunday.
Because as you know, we record the Patreon first because it's more work.
I don't want to ruin it. It's still funny to listen
we
to.
We got some good Oscar content.
But we start riffing it, and I hit it with the... Eventually, I get into it. I'm like, yeah, they should call Will Smith Oscar the Grouch.
Right.
Oscar, the Grouch of the Oscars.
Yes, I remember that. That was a great day.
Yeah.
And then I say,
hey, you know where Oscar lives?
Yeah.
In his wife's pussy.
Right.
In his wife, the garbage. Mm-hmm.
And then I had that good one that you guys were dying at where I was like, he should win the Oscar.
Whoa. No.
Yeah, that was wild when you said that.
No, I didn't say that. I said he should get
what the fuck?
Adam. No, that was no.
He should do what?
I said he
what?
Should get Oscar for most awkward on TV. The most awkward moment. He should get the Oscar for most awkward moment at the Oscar.
That was very funny.
Yeah, that was weird.
I didn't think you needed to call him the N-word 7 times, but I thought the joke was funny.
But if there was an Oscar for most awkward moment. Mm.
Right, yeah, right.
That would have been, that would have gone right to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you finish.
Kanye.
Yeah, I'm going to let you finish.
You know, this shit doesn't happen at the award show for like, you know, the annual biplane convention or like,
famous award show.
Yeah, well, like putt-putt golf tournaments or the fucking Mecum auto shows. Mm-hmm. The events that are still thoroughly like low-T white men only.
Right.
Still civilized.
Right. Yeah. No closeted.
Yeah, it's true. There was an absolute mess.
I think those guys are all sexless.
There was an absolute mess.
I'm saying the Oscars has a ton of closeted homosexuals.
Oh, yeah.
Regular homosexuals.
What it is, they're all...
And just pure perverts.
They're pedophiles, and they don't... they're not allowed to... They get the island was taken away.
Well, I know they got...
You
gotta
take everything back to the island.
First of all, you know they got other islands.
Yeah.
That's like when you say one lie.
Yeah.
You get caught in a lie. That's
right.
Easy.
It's like when Eddie Murphy got pulled over with a trans prostitute and said, this is the only time ever.
I understand there's other islands, but they're rich people. They're very rich people, and they love convenience.
You think that was the most convenient island?
You know when a Starbucks opens up near you? Imagine
there's a coffee shop right by me now. It's awesome.
I know, exactly.
It's the best. I walk by my flip-flops even in the cold.
Imagine if that closed.
Oh, my God. That would actually suck.
That's what I'm talking about. So you can hit me with there's other
islands.
You
got to go an extra block.
But hold on. Where's Little St. James?
It was in the U.S. Virgin Islands. No passports.
No passports.
Get your dick wet. No passport stamp.
Well, isn't there? There's got to be something by the West Coast.
Yeah.
Closer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or they might have a subterranean pedophile fuck basement.
I know that Epstein's Island is for sale, and it's only $125 million.
We can almost
afford
that.
For the whole island?
For the whole island.
We really can. I wish we could.
We could do Cumfest over there.
Cumfest at Little St. James.
If we asked Lewis, we probably could.
Yeah. We could get the Bye Guys podcast.
We could get Bye Guys headline two nights.
Bye Guys headline two nights.
Yep.
Get the whole squad out.
We should start a podcasting island the way that the other pedophiles turned Puerto Rico into like a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Right.
Paradise.
Is that what Puerto Rico is now?
Yeah, that guy Brock, what's his name?
Lesnar.
Brock Osweiler.
Brock Turner, I think.
That's the rapist.
That's the Stanford swimmer.
Oh, that's a different kind of rapist.
Uh-huh.
Dude. That's still.
I'm loving that swimmer.
That story is still wild.
Which one, Brock?
Yeah, just like walking around, there's some drunk bitch, and he just fingers her behind the dumpster and thinks that's like chill.
Pimp. Yeah. He thinks it's pimp. No, yeah. Not only does he think it's like it's chill, he thinks it's pimp.
Yeah, it's something like, he should tell his friends
yeah,
about.
Yeah, guys, right. Check it out. Mm.
But he didn't even go to jail, right?
He did 6 months.
Oh,
and they apparently he was like the coolest guys in there. Yeah. Everyone was like, he's gonna have a bad time, but they don't understand a hierarchy.
He's sexy.
Yeah, they respect swimmers more than anyone in the joint.
Yeah. Having grown up in
Phelps Country
Public School,
Phelps Country, yeah,
there was no one we respected more.
It's true.
What's he's
not
doing?
The football
he's doing,
players.
He's doing commercials for therapy now.
Phelps, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he has ADD and mm-hmm. something else.
And his mom wanted to slice his little fetus ass up because she got fucking preggo.
Oh, like yeah. Kanye.
Because they did the ultrasound. They saw what his fucking skull looked like.
Saw how big his dick was.
Yeah.
She was like, well, we can save him then.
Right. They saw his cookie jar head, and they said, there's no way we can let this.
He's
what is he?
Tear that pussy
either
up,
he's,
man.
Yeah, either he's going to be a great swimmer mm-hmm. or a freak.
Right, yeah. And either way, he's going to destroy your pussy, ma'am.
Yeah,
and is really the off chance that he might be a great swimmer worth wrecking that little fucking pinhole?
It's not worth it. It's not worth
and
it.
And you know Mama Phelps had a nice, tight little fucking mm-hmm. box. Oh, and she was like, you know what? I'm not going to abort him. I'm going to let him wreck my cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then here we are. Now, the most gold medals of since whatever the fuck.
Damn,
nine.
I wish
whatever.
I could blow off spots tonight and rewatch The Sting.
Dude, here's the thing.
You can.
Nah,
you're
tonight.
Literally rich and famous.
There's nothing better than canceling a spot. It feels so awesome.
It does feel good. It really feels good. I had spots canceled on me, and I was like, freedom.
Yeah, dude, it's the best.
Freedom. Yeah. I'm going to take a nap and then stay on my phone for 7 hours. Watch 10 minutes of a fucking movie I've seen 50 times. Just why? Just days and days.
The gig is this big, boy. Suck my penis and fuck my ass. And let me suck on your tits and on your pussy.
Nick, can you play The Gambler? Is that song also called
Midnight
The Gambler?
Train to Nowhere.
No, what's so that one called?
Gambling on some pussy. Yeah.
What is the
Entertainer? Down.
The Entertainer.
That's The Entertainer, not The Gambler.
They sound the same. On a midnight train to nowhere. The Entertainer, he wore blackface. Mm-hmm. Played the piano and asked me for some.
I was laughing to myself about.
And then he got deathly quiet.
A penis.
Showed me his penis. Oh, let's go ahead. What are you laughing about?
No, I interrupted a good song.
No, it's all right. I don't give a fuck.
God damn.
You think I give a fuck about
your instincts
shit?
Never will get better about that, huh?
That's what I mean, dude. You get older.
People don't change stuff. People don't change.
You're going to be dressing
you
like this.
You just waited a little. He's
that's
almost
the,
done.
That's the,
you're
going to
be
No. When
you're
out of town,
years old,
when you're out of town, he did a long gambler. That's why I felt like it was disposable.
Okay. That's fair.
But I
haven't heard it.
I still should have.
I haven't heard it.
Your virgin ears deserved it.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah,
in his final words, I found an ass that you can fuck.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but you people don't change. It's right. You're going to be 45. You're going to be dressed like this. You will get hair plugs at some point.
That'd be, once the technology's there.
But then then you continue to bald even after.
I'm going to get them for a while, what it's like.
You're going to have the Joe
and then
Biden.
I'm going to cut them off.
Why don't you just get a very obvious rug?
I'm thinking about
it. Just like go down to the bodega wearing
the
rug.
Listen,
how it feels.
No matter what happens, I know now that I can grow a giant beard.
Right.
And that's it. I'm good.
That's true.
No matter what happens, even if I'm homeless. You never see a homeless guy with a shitty beard.
That's a good point.
Well, if you see a homeless guy with a shitty beard, that's a cosplaying teenager.
Yeah.
He's getting turned out, getting his butthole turned out. For heroin.
Which sounds pretty bad,
that's
actually.
That's a red boy.
I'll tell you what that is.
That's a low-priced homeless red boy. Yeah.
Right.
That is a toilet.
Sure.
That is a sexual toilet to be used and abused.
Sounds bad, though, still.
And, yeah. Uh-huh.
Because you kind of said it like, because if I could imply where you were going with that, it's like, hey, you might be homeless, but at least you got a fucking cool beard.
At least you got a cool beard.
So now we're talking about the guys who don't have cool beards.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're getting their assholes turned out.
That's the worst kind of homeless to be.
Just destroyed.
Yeah.
To oblivion.
I'm going to be homeless. Huge beard that people respect.
Right.
Santa Claus. six pairs of sweatpants, somehow the shit on the outside.
Of every single one.
Every one of the six layers has been shitted outside.
On the outside of the sweatpants, there's feces.
Yeah.
That I've had diarrhea osmosis go through them. Fucking North Face or South Pole denim fucking big bubble coat.
Yep.
Post it up, you know.
Yes, sir.
Post it up in Bryant Park.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Fashion week, Bryant Park.
Yeah. At the library.
Yeah.
They got good the pussy over there at Bryant Park?
Oh, yeah. They got good pussy.
Yeah.
Not as good as Madison Square Park got the good
pussy. That's good. Really good
during
pussy.
During the lunch break pussy.
It's crazy now.
On a nice
people,
day,
the homeless
some
people
of the
used to have
beautiful women in the world.
The signs used to have reasons they were homeless on it, and now the signs just say "I'm homeless."
True.
You notice that?
And it's like, hey guys, we got that.
Yeah, you're trying to make it identity. You know that you're homeless. Mm-hmm. I want
to
know the story.
You should go up
brother.
To them and be like, "Hey, it's unhoused."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're unhoused.
No, I don't have any money. Mm-hmm. I need this. I'm gonna go get chicken at a cash only place. No, it's I don't have enough for.
Do you
no,
feel? Yeah. I feel like sometimes
it's
I brought,
like
I brought
block.
The exact amount of money I needed to go to go to Popeyes.
Yeah, the machine's down. I called earlier to check because it's happened to me a couple times. Anyway, I can't help you now.
Sometimes I feel like the head of my dick is unhoused.
True.
Yeah. Oh, you got a little home for
I
yours.
Do.
Uncircumcised.
Yeah.
I always thought of it more like a nose.
What do you mean like a nose?
Like the tip of your penis is
like
out.
No, like if you got a hood, it's like a nose.
It's a helmet.
Yeah. No, the foreskin.
Oh. Foreskin is a nose.
The foreskin's a nose.
So every uncircumcised person's like the Red Skull.
Snape. Like Snape.
Like, no, Voldemort. Idiot.
Or Voldemort, yeah.
Squirtimus Snape.
Sorry, dude.
Dude, you know I'm a big fucking Harry Potter head.
You
dude.
Know I'm an HP fan, too.
I've recently been getting into J.K.
Yeah,
Rowling,
she's
actually.
Awesome.
I never liked the books.
I didn't like her
anyway.
Books, but once her ideas on...
She's got good-ass ideas.
Now that I
on
know.
On gender and sexuality started trickling out.
Why is she so obsessed?
Kind of like how I got into C.S. Lewis after I found out about Christianity.
Yep, and I only started liking...
You always notice the best
H.P. Lovecraft after I heard what his cat's name
they
was.
They always got names. The best authors with names like that. J.P. McDade.
Right. J.P. McDade, one of the best authors.
H.R. McGonagall.
Yep.
Yeah. W.C. Fields.
Yeah.
H.T. Puffin Stuff.
Right. Yeah. T. Brad Hudson.
J.T. Lorenzo.
That actually is an awesome name. Who is that?
He writes like urban erotic fiction.
That's a great name.
Yeah. JT motherfucking Lorenzo.
Oh, and you know what? The time it is to talk about, what did I say, my bookie?
Blue Chew and my bookie.
Blue Chew and my bookie.
One at a time.
Let's talk about my bookie first. My bookie is a gambling website.
That's so fucking
the website
right.
is, you put it in your browser, mybookie.ag.
Mybookie.ag, and I know what you're thinking.
A gift.
That sounds
bad. Mybookie.agift.
That sounds bad. AG, you're saying, what the fuck is that?
Well, all good.
It's a German word that I think it means it's a company that's registered in Switzerland.
Nice.
And AG, also, that's
because,
gold,
because
right?
Because they have very lax financial laws. The Swiss.
Fuck.
Maybe I should move to Switzerland, get a little turtleneck, be like be a banker in Switzerland.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, your safe deposit box is right this way.
Mr. Hitler.
Mr. Hitler.
Mr. Hitler.
Mr. Hitler.
That's where it was going next.
Mr. Hitler.
She's the flashy bitch from Flashy. She's Hitler's sister friend.
Mr. Hitler. I hate this outfit.
Have all of my documents gone for the war? I cleaned them up for you and I put them in your desk. All of the war plans are missing. Hitler, the Russians are advancing. I don't know where the plans are because Fran moved them. But I love her. But I'm not in love with Fran. She showed me that I'm not gay. That's
Damn.
The premise of the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
A British man finds out he's not gay by getting horny for
a loudmouth bitch from loud. Flushing.
Why does Hitler have a nanny if he didn't have kids? That was confusing about that show.
Well, his wife, wasn't she sort of a child?
Ava Braun?
Wasn't Ava like much younger than her.
Oh, sorry, MyBookie.ag.
MyBookie.ag. Anyway, it's a great website. You can gamble on sports, guys. There's a lot of sports going on in the world. And if you sign up at MyBookie.ag, yeah, they have some great promotions for you. 100% sports welcome bonus. 150% casino bonus up to $750. You play damn casino games at on your fucking phone or laptop.
Holy fucking F.
You could bet with Bitcoin. Untraceable.
Untraceable.
And I'd like to see you try to get your grubby fingers on that, President Biden.
Right.
They got table games, live casinos, slots, NBA, live updated odds in the middle of games on NBA, NHL. The NFL season is coming up this fall, and there are a lot of new players on new teams. Tom Brady, unretired. He's coming back.
Back to the fucking Buccaneers.
They got what the fucking Tyreek Hill.
He's on the
Miami now. So, listen, guys, you go to mybookie.ag, you put in the promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20. They've got a team of meticulous hand-picked professionals with a refined skill set stemming from years in the online gaming industry. And they seek to redefine the gaming scene by establishing MyBookie as the world's leading online sports betting gambling website. And take it from us, guys, this is the best place where you can gamble on sports or regular casino games or the ponies.
I love it. It's my favorite place to gamble.
Especially on the ponies.
Especially.
I love betting the ponies.
She's saying the word is in first. She's saying the word followed.
If they can say it, why can't we? Following right behind.
Followed by Jada's shiny cue ball head.
And guys, of course, if you have a problem with gambling, help is nearby. Gamblers Anonymous is available 24 hours a day. Online gambling.
Are they making
problem,
us say
call
that
1-800-GAMBLER. No, but it's on their website, so I'm just reading it.
That's good.
So, guys, you get these fucking bonuses. You put in Cumtown or Cumtown 20. You play, and you fucking get money.
You play, you fuck, you win.
You play, you fuck, you win.
And, you know, here's how good my bookie is, actually, that I am actually going to go back to Vegas for something later this month, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to pull up my bookie on my phone. I'm not even going to go into the casino.
You're going
to
sit at the sports book, enjoy the comfortable chairs, watch the big screens, but play on
but
the phone.
But on my phone? My
take that, Mr. Wynn.
Take that,
Steve Wynn.
I wish
it was Vegas for, like, you know, people that don't like gambling or drinking.
What are you talking about?
What would it be?
Like a place for me to go. You know?
Place for you to go? What do you fucking...
Like the gay bathhouses?
The Castro District, San Francisco, 1981?
Yeah, but there's drugs and drinking there. I mean, like a sober, fun place. Yeah.
Right. The bathhouse, exactly.
For
the steam room at Equinox.
Yeah, the steam room at the Mormon Temple.
Yeah, I went to Equinox. Not for me.
Really?
Why?
Not for me.
Yeah, you're more of a David Barton's man.
I got pissed off.
Too much eucalyptus?
It's outrageous that they charge the amount of money they do.
I'm loving my new gym.
I was going to go the other day, and it was like, hurry up, closes soon. They close at 7 p.m.
What? That's ridiculous. That's not true.
It is true.
Yo, I did hear this.
Gym?
I did hear
this. Should be fucking 24.
I don't know which I don't know which Equinox it is, but there is an Equinox in the city that has an IV drip room, so you can get fucked up the night
that's
before.
That's one of the ones. So regular Equinox.
And then get Equinox a fucking like IV fucking drip, and then just be
yeah,
not
yeah, yeah,
hungover.
Yeah. We heard it. We get it. We heard it. We heard you.
We know what an IV drip is.
We get
is.
It. We understand.
Maybe Nick was a little extreme, but you were being long-winded.
And we've heard this before from you.
And I, by the way, I've done a ton of IV drips. Have you ever asked me about my experience?
Because you got fucked up the night before?
Because I got fucked up.
How'd you do it?
It was awesome. They got
you had a nurse
Denver.
Come over?
Sometimes it's a nurse. Sometimes.
Wait, it's a place you can go.
Yeah, you go. So in Denver, I tried it for the first time because there was an IV place.
Well,
right,
what do they do?
The,
they put weed in it or something?
No, they put fucking taurine and shit like that, and fucking B12 and shit in your shit.
Anyways, now you're just leaving.
You know I have to.
What do you have to do?
He has to go fucking.
Oh, he's got his purse out.
He's got his purse out. He's got to go give a guy a check.
Anyways,
because he went on prep for Adam, so Adam could fuck him in the ass raw without worrying about getting AIDS, and giving it to his girlfriend. He's paying the guy $4,000 for
that's
that.
That's all true. That all happened. No, the regular Equinox is like $225, and that only gives you like one of them. You pay the $250 for all access,
right?
Except the good Equinoxes.
Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah. If you want to go to the ones that like kind of sell the brand, I guess they're like Printing House, and there's another one that's like Excelsior or some shit in fucking Midtown.
Right.
Those are like $500 a month.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So those are the only real ones.
Yeah.
And everything else is like, you know, they're dumbass poor people thinking they might work out with Kathy Griffin.
Well, it's for people with like rich parents who's like, well, we'll get you a gym membership.
Right. Right,
while you work on your Instagram account, while you build up your Instagram account, she's pursuing being an influencer.
Right. Yeah. So fuck, that sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Because I would love a nice fucking gym that.
Yeah.
You get a drip. You get sucked off.
I gotta do. I gotta do this cardio bullshit now, for my gay ass heart.
So what's going on with your heart, man?
No,
just flaring up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, being sedentary and then vaping and cocaine and not sleeping and drinking a bunch of Red Bull and, you know, all that kind of
stuff. You think that's a problem?
That kind of stuff sort of dovetailed.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'm just trying to, because I've never really done cardio, but, you know, you are supposed to get your heart rate up over, like, and what is it, the target zone?
Yes.
Like 3 times a week.
Man, having a Fitbit on. And then like going a little walks, but then fucking,
yeah,
I'm going to die if I don't do something soon. My shit skyrockets when I fuck.
What's skyrocketing for you? What's a high heart rate for you?
Like 180.
Okay, that's high. Yeah. Because I mean, I get my shit like if I'm working out hard. Like the thing is, like apparently you're like, I don't know, 30. I'm 33.
Mm-hmm.
So you subtract that, the target heart rate zone is like 145 for me.
Mm.
But that's like pretty low effort. I
mean, that's pretty low, yeah.
Yeah, 145 is not that high. So when I get on the bike, I try to hit like 165.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good workout.
A nice one.
I can maintain that for like 20 minutes. And if I really push it, it gets up to like 185. And then I can get over 190, but that's for like a brief second or, you know, something. Like
A hard work.
If I do like 100 burpees in a row,
your dick gets really
for time, up. Yeah. Then my heart rate will get up that high. But
I'm trying to see the last.
That's fucking hard.
What?
100 burpees in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good workout, and it's quick too. You get it done. You get it done in like 6.5 minutes.
I got this new app that I've been using, Fitbod.
Yeah,
it's been kicking my ass.
Yeah,
what's up with Fitbod?
Dude, it looks cute outside. The sunset.
Yeah.
It looks like
today is like the last.
Like nice, yeah, but it feels
the
like
the last blast of winter like, is pussy.
It feels like a nice fall evening.
It's not, well, it's very cold.
It's very cold.
It's been snowing.
Yeah. I don't like how cold it is, honestly.
I don't either.
I'm hoping that I'm going to have some hot temperatures at Hot Atlanta this weekend where I am performing at the Earl. I think most of the shows are sold out, and I'm trying to add a couple. But if you're hearing this and they're not sold out, go get your tickets now. I'm also in Toronto on the 16th, and then Providence the 28th through the 30th. D.C. and San Diego after that. I'm making up San Diego the 19th through the 21st, I believe. So, yeah, come get your dick sucked, everyone. Sign on to my...
So you suck everyone's dick.
Well, I'm just saying in kind of theoretically, come get your dick sucked.
What do you mean theoretically? So there's a chance you'll suck someone's
May
dick.
May 5th through 7th, I'll be at Laugh Boston.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have the ticket link up yet, but if you pay attention to my social media...
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
I'll be at Laugh Boston.
Cinco de Mayo weekend. Everybody who has a tequila shot gets in
free. St. Louis at Helium, May 11th through the 13th.
And in July, I think I said June last episode, I'll be in Los Angeles. I'll get the dates up. And in the next couple of weeks, I will be having merch up.
How about I'll have merch in a few weeks?
I'm doing a kind of thing where my merch is only available at shows.
Okay.
So if you want the t-shirts that were available to buy for years that they didn't want,
yeah.
Now the leftover stock.
Well, I'm moving into the apparel game, and I think this is an exciting...
We have a word for that, don't we, Stavros?
It's called the schmata trade.
No,
okay?
Schmata? No, it's...
Jews have been in the schmata trade for years.
When somebody does something, and then another person hears of it,
yeah.
And does it also.
What is that?
I think you know what it is.
Mm-hmm. So if you want any of my t-shirts that say...
What's the word?
I have some t-shirts that say Stavi in the Greek yogurt font.
I got a shirt with Adam's face on it.
I got a shirt that says the New York Ass Times.
I got a shirt that says Adam's face on it. It says, if you need me, I'll be in the break room using the copier.
That's good.
Using the Xerox machine to make copies.
Well, that's because
of other people's behavior.
That's because I do secretarial
I'm copying
tasks.
Other people's behavior to my own financial benefit.
Yes, because that's my job. Because I do a lot of administrative work. Because I don't have a I don't have a big chip on my shoulder. I'm happy to do administrative work because I like keeping the team together.
One day
player.
I will have a big chip on my shoulder to copy.
Yeah.
Because now the big chip look is in.
The big chip.
Here comes me. You're going to say, that's a lot of words on a shirt. But
and they'll be like, shut up.
My shirts will have no words on them. They will be some of the paintings that I've done.
And he's hand-painting each one individually.
No, I'm
more,
not.
More importantly.
Screen printed.
More importantly than
and
Adam's copying.
They will be in very high-quality T-shirts. I'm doing something. I forgot the name
Gilded
of them.
Gilded Heavies.
No, I'm not doing Gilded Heavies.
These are single-color prints on Gilded Heavies.
I'm not doing Gilded Hammers.
$47 for a T-shirt.
No, I'm doing something colors or something. I don't
Comfort
know.
Colors.
Comfort colors. That's the good one.
No one gives a fuck about your gay-ass T-shirts, Adam. Everyone, please go subscribe to youtube.com/stobbybaby.
No, and it's... No, and...
My special will be coming out there. I'm finalizing the date, but it'll probably be in about a month.
And I would never attack your business and say no one gives a fuck about it, because I give a fuck about you, actually.
And make sure
there are a lot of people that give a fuck about it.
You harass...
So if you want to take that back real quick and say... The shirts look cool.
Okay, you know what? I am happy for you, but please be less long-winded about it. Be more brief.
I thought the objective is to eat up time on the show until we're done.
Not with your plugs.
Okay, not with my plugs.
No.
Because you don't want to
see... brief.
You don't want to see anyone eat.
I'd love to see you.
You don't want
to
see anyone eat.
The thing is, I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you.
He's more BD.
Because when the fat man sees the skinny man eat, he thinks, why can't that food
And by the way,
he's more BD Wong-winded.
That's true.
And then he's like a gay Chinese guy.
That's true.
A slow, leaky fart.
And by the way, Adam, you're fucking falling right into Nick's plan here.
What is his plan?
Because he wants us at each other's throat. The boss wants
Stop.
Us at each other's
throat. I have been saying that for
wants
years.
Us at each other's
I've
throats.
Been saying that to you for years, and you have walked in every single time.
I said nothing to either of
the
you about any
The boss wants us against each other.
No. Sure, but not in this way.
First of all.
There's no recognition.
He's not the boss. Anymore.
I agree with him that yes, the goal is to eat up time.
Sure.
Guess what also eats up time? You criticizing him for being long-winded.
100%. That's true.
And so this is one of our classic me eating up time, you criticizing me bits. Okay? And this is why people tune in every week. Okay?
That is fucking true.
And you know what I said earlier on the show, and I think this is kind of a case study in human nature. Mm-hmm. After 6 years of this crap, people have been listening to it, you know, whether or not they've listened from the beginning or if they've listened to the entirety of the whole show, people don't really change.
They don't.
I think that is the point of this show,
Absolutely.
Right? The point of this show is that it's a...
Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them if you
smoke
fucking
em
got them.
Smoke them if you got them. Suck them if you
Thank
don't.
Thank you.
Fuck them if you suck them.
Suck em. Me if by
suck
my
me
name.
Very nice.
Ain't over
Suck me till, very nice, baby girl.
It ain't over till the fat lady says.
Nick, what do you think about this one? I was saying it in the car.
Yeah.
Penis rock is in my ass tonight.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Oh, party rock.
Yeah.
Solid.
But it's penis rock is
be,
in my
be
ass.
Be honest with you, and you're going to say this is a hater statement?
You're being a hater. You're going to be a hater.
You've never been good at the songs.
No, come on, dude.
He's not wrong, unfortunately, Adam.
You've never. Every time you brought me one, it's like when a cat has like murdered something. And
right.
It's
but
like,
you know
oh,
what?
It's
not even a bird. It's like a little fucking piece of garbage.
Yeah, it's trash.
It's not even
You're not
animal.
Proud
it's
of your cat.
It's not a vermin.
Right.
It's not a vermin.
It's okay. We all have our own fucking...
What do you think, Stav? What do you think about penis rock?
I think
in
it's
my
fine.
Tonight?
It's fine, but you don't like...
But it's all kind of
can
about
I
the
my,
vibe.
Can I
hold on. First of all, the art,
can I
the art
Coke,
form... The
can
art,
I my Coke Zero back?
I already had a sip.
No, yours is there.
I'll give you back to you when there's zero Coke left in the bottle.
Come on. It's Diet Coke for men.
Anyways... Back to criticizing your performance on the songs.
Yep.
The form has evolved so much now with the work me and Stav have done.
It's true. We've advanced it.
Is you don't
it's not my lane. It's not my lane.
It's now like I
it's
guess
it's not my lane. It's the, offensive.
The
I see what you're saying.
What you should be going for is sucking on the midnight train to Georgia, something along.
So, yep. Sucking on the midnight train to penis, something
like
that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, it doesn't really make sense.
You missed a good one when you were out of town. Okay. I've been laughing to myself about that, Nick.
Which what? One?
About Judge Steve Harvey at the Nuremberg trials.
That wasn't a song.
No, but you were saying they took them on trains.
The judge Steve Harvey show. Yeah. He's the judge at the Nuremberg trials.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, oh, they took them on trains. What was it?
They put them on trains to where to do what? When I was young, there was one train. It was a midnight train, and it went to Georgia.
Yeah, pretty good.
That was fun.
We missed it. And I thought to myself, Stav would have liked that.
Anyways,
and
you're not going to get out of this doing
no,
a clip
but I want to remember
need
it.
To be,
tell you
some instructive criticism directed at you. To
okay,
just let you know.
Keep going. Tell me.
So give us a song, and it's got to have a verb in it. It's got to have a verb and an actionable noun.
It can't be penis rock is in my ass tonight.
No, you have to be it has to be something doing something.
Mm-hmm. So this is a parody song, right? Or is it an original song that has a verb in it?
It's an original song.
It's just the way we do it, man.
Come on, man.
Just no, but you guys do parodies.
Pick any song
pick
in
song.
The fucking world.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think I got one.
What is it?
My penis.
No, you pick the song.
You remind me of... What?
Just what's the song?
Oh, okay. It's Maria by mm-hmm. Carlos Santana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you wanted to go my penis is in the bed.
You suck
opening
me,
gambit.
Yeah, so you'd say Maria, you suck me on the West Side penis.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is huge.
And that's
wow,
how
you
would,
are really good at this.
But
thing.
That's how
you are really
it's
good.
Not my
yeah,
penis
or even you could do something like Maria's hard penis.
Yeah.
It sucked me on the West Side penis.
That's a little overly technical. So you're getting into
sure.
A,
I'm in my Yingwei zone.
It's too broad.
That's my. Yeah. That's,
yeah.
I'm just
shredding.
Showing off for
you're
no reason.
Too
you're
much.
Right.
You're shredding too
it's,
much.
It's not as accessible, yeah, even yeah. though the other masters
right.
can see it and say, "Well, that's a nice piece of work."
It is nice. It's Baroque, but
right.
There's no modality to it.
Sure, sure.
Whatever that means.
There's no inner. What was it, Adam?
Interiority.
You fucking loser.
Okay, why don't you read How to Write a Screenplay in 100 Days?
My dick is too fat to do shit like that.
You can't even.
I write a screenplay
you can't
like
even,
I
guarantee
your
you
body
won't
is,
even read
your
that
body
book.
Is too fat.
That's part of my body. Is my dick part of my body or is it not?
No, but that doesn't mean you have a very
is
thin.
It part of my body
you have
or
a,
not?
You have a very thin penis, very fat body.
It's not that thin.
It's thin.
It's not that thin.
In fact, it looks quite long because of the thinness.
Which is a nice, which is a nice optical illusion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
A croptical.
Okay.
Okay.
How about I'll give you another song.
Yeah.
Try it again. Fastball's the way.
What song is that?
Everyone can see the road that they're coming.
Is that the Wallflowers?
No, it's from that same era.
Who is that?
It's by this band Fastball. It's a great song.
Oh,
that is a good song.
That's crazy. I don't know that one.
That's
you think I'd
your
have that
kind of music.
Playlist.
That actually is right up your alley.
That's Nick's music. That's why I actually tried to find one that was tailored for you.
No, it doesn't need to be tailored for me.
What? No, but it's like
you can do them with anything.
No, but it would make you happy.
And how does it go?
It's a great song.
Blue Chew.
Right. And I want to take a chewable tablet to make my dick hard. Is that the song? Is it going to start, Adam? Yep, there it is. It's got a little Spanish flair.
It's got a little flagor.
Yep. dig in my pussy, I made my dick hard. I pulled this out of my ass and then I fall.
It was a beautiful melody.
It's a perfect song. It's honestly one of the best songs.
Damn, who's Freddie Gibbs' girlfriend? She's hot.
He's got a girlfriend?
I think so. She's
wow. Good for him.
Anyway.
You know what that song's about? It's very sad.
I don't care anymore.
Okay, never mind. So, BlueChew.com. If you love sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. Nick, we are starting this at 45:13. If you love sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. For years now, BlueChew has been providing gentlemen with the, some would say, the priceless experience of maintaining an erection.
Because, listen, who amongst us hasn't been there? They've got a nice, wet, juicy pussy or asshole.
Or asshole.
In front
just
of them.
Lubed up.
Puckered. Ready to go. Ass. Begging for cock. Yeah. Please fuck me, dad.
Yeah, but you're looking down.
They say that to you.
Yeah, they.
Whether they be a woman, a man, or an NB.
A woman with a they.
Or a woman with a fucking
a they pussy.
Cock.
Yeah.
Or a woman put with in her, a... And, yeah. You, and she's got to put her... In that case, it would be the puckered asshole we were talking about.
That's
anyway.
That's true.
How many amongst us, whether it be that situation, whether it be a... Mm-hmm. You're a gay man and you're fucking... a Buck Ryan. What, Buck Angel?
Buck Angel.
Whether it be a stone-cold-looking motherfucker with a pussy. Either way, there's a hole... Someone wants you to fuck.
That's right.
And your fucking dick.
And you, it's not hard.
Your dick comes out like a wilted fucking tulip.
You can't get blood to rush into your penis and make it hard.
Exactly.
You
and in
can't
that,
do
and
that.
In that moment.
This is crazy. Stress Factory is selling tickets to a show. I did not. I specifically said, no, I don't want to do that weekend.
That's fucking annoying.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you're, do not buy tickets to this Stress Factory show. I will be at Caroline's two or three weeks after that. You can see me at Caroline's. Do not buy tickets to the Stress Factory show in the same market. Thanks.
Right, right. Anyway.
I will be at the Stress Factory on those dates doing Nick's hour, and it's called The Hero of Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nick, cancel your spots and just come to Funny Moms. Just keep hanging.
Okay, I got to do Village Underground.
Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, great, dude. The point is...
I hope you get raped.
okay, wow. That's kind of extreme,
well,
Adam.
Well, people are attacking comedians
now. It was
now.
Funny. Maybe
People are attacking comedians now.
That's true. That is true.
People are attacking comedians.
You are unsafe.
Will Smith could have raped him.
It's possible.
Yep. That's true. Anyway, guys, if you love sex, you love BlueChew.com. And this is a service, basically, you go to BlueChew.com, you sign up, you talk
well,
to
hold
one
on,
of their...
we had this whole build-up.
Oh, yeah, what's the build-up? So you have a puckered asshole...
Or a juicy, wet pussy.
A they-them pussy, a stone-cold Steve Austin...
Whatever it is.
A she-penis, whatever,
whatever
you
the fuck your eye-to-eye... Yeah. Some that wants to get fucked...
Whatever.
And your cock just doesn't have the mustard.
Mm-hmm. A member of the animal kingdom,
in that
perhaps.
Moment, no... No, not that. Okay. In that moment, you would say my kingdom for a hard cock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And pal, good news. Because
you're
it's not going to take your kingdom.
It's not going to take your
it's going to be a lot cheaper than that. In fact, free, just pay shipping.
For the first month.
For the first month, mm-hmm. We've got your solution.
Yes.
It's called Blue Chew.
.com.
They're called chewable fucking tablets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and it's called Sildenafil
or
and Tadalafil,
whichever one.
And you can
I
get
go
them
back
in,
and forth.
That's the thing about you, Stav. You're worldly.
I go back and you're forth. Worldly. Sometimes I'm in a Tadalafil mood. Sometimes I'm in a Sildenafil mood.
Sometimes you're on a 36-hour fuck odyssey.
Oh my god.
Sometimes you want to just you want a quickie. You want to get the poison out of your
you
body.
You want to get a little hard cock.
And whichever one does that, that's
yeah,
the one you.
That's
take.
The one I take.
Here's the thing,
moment.
Guys. You go to BlueChew.com. There are no awkward visits to the doctor.
No, there's no where doctor there,
like,
being
the
like.
The doctor's like, unzip, show me it. Oh, that looks good.
You never have to take advantage of the relationship you've built up with your Italian-American doctor your and beg him for cock pills.
That you still see, even though you're 32 years old.
Yes, you know, that's over.
That's over. You go, you talk to one of their licensed medical professionals in a professional setting. This is not a cam-style setting, folks. No. This is a licensed medical professional. They write you a prescription. You don't have to go
Did
to the
we
fucking
say
pharmacy.
My bookie promo code.
Yeah, Cumtown or Cumtown 20. Yeah, yeah. You don't have to go to the pharmacy, folks.
Do not they buy tickets it. To the stress
okay,
factor.
Okay, all right. They send it to your...
It's not... Don't worry. It's not that big a deal.
Uh-huh. It's not that big a deal. They Who fucked cares? Up. You're the talent, dude. Start acting like it, Nick.
Fuck them.
Start acting like a fucking celebrity.
That's right.
Okay?
I am. I'm mad.
Okay?
That's good. That's how a celebrity acts.
No, but
I will
need
be at Caroline's June 23rd to 26th as okay. soon as hey, I email man. Louis Ferranda back.
All right.
I
make
promise
sure you
I
have
email Lewis.
Make sure you have a deal lined up.
Okay, so you're anyway. Plugging your book. You're plugging
an email.
You haven't,
and
you haven't
right.
confirmed over email yet.
Well, we got to figure out the deal.
They have an unspoken thing.
I
want to
do
them.
The guarantee.
It's not there's boyfriend, about them. Boyfriend. It's
there's
like,
something. There's something about
need,
Lewis that Nick
labels.
Has in common.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, folks, it'd be so funny.
No, I'm just, yeah, right. Banned, now I'm banned. Yeah. Because of some scob set.
For Sam and I saying you're boyfriends with Lewis. No, Lewis would love that. Anyway, so guys, you go to BlueChew.com. You talk to one of these licensed medical professionals. They send over your medication in discreet packaging, mm-hmm. okay? And women are under the bylaws of the Biden administration, women are not allowed to say your breath tastes like candy right now. It tastes
right.
kind of like a
Listen,
blue, like
tell
a blue
her you
favorite.
Had some. Tell her you had some dip. Your some. What's it called? Fun dip.
Some Smarties, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Smartie. Whatever.
Whatever. Say I had to go do my candy in the other room.
Yeah, but
and then shout at my penis, mm-hmm. and then come back in the room, rush crying. Back in the room, crying with a hard ass,
being
dick,
like, yeah, crying.
Saying I didn't
yeah,
think.
20
I'd
minutes
see
later.
The day, 20 minutes later,
punching
your penis,
your beautifully hard
just
cock,
to feel something,
pumped full of medicine. That you definitely need.
Yes.
And at this age, specifically.
That you definitely need.
And there are not other mm-hmm. solutions that are healthier.
A medication that was only marketed to members of the 75 and older community up until recently. People might be saying, why are people younger and younger taking this medication? I don't know. I have a fucking cell phone in my pocket. Maybe it's the 5G.
The
I don't
5G
know.
Has zapped my nuts.
Maybe the 5G has zapped
has
my nuts.
Has turned them to raisins.
Do not buy tickets to Nick's show.
Do
at the
not
st-
buy tickets
at
the Stress Factory.
So you go there. You put in Cumtown.
Now I understand why it's named that.
Yeah, because you're stressed. Okay, you put in Cumtown, yeah. folks. Okay, and then all you do is you pay $5 shipping or whatever it costs. Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. and then you get
they
your fucking
call it
pills.
They have an assess factory.
They yeah, should the call it factory.
I'm trying to have assess.
And Remember the promo that? Code is Cumtown, correct?
The promo
oh,
code
who
is
fucking cares?
Cumtown 20.
What you well, figure, it, figure it out, you fucking
you
idiots.
You figure it out, and you
want you want a hard dick or not, motherfucker? You want us to spoon feed you fucking everything?
A lot of the, you know the, what I was thinking recently. I was watching Tucker. A lot of these kids these days, they don't want to work. They don't want a hard.
They don't
dick.
Want a hard cock. They don't want to find the. They don't want to figure out through trial and error.
Even though you could take candy,
our fucking promo code.
You can take candy to get a boner.
Right.
It is the best deal on the
it's
planet.
It's the best deal on earth.
Can you
Chief?
Think, Sav, can you think of something better than a candy that makes your dick hard?
Nah, I try.
I literally cannot think of anything
I'm
better.
I'm trying really hard.
It's something the Joker would come up
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
I think maybe.
And that's why he's cool.
Maybe if
everyone
I.
Everyone can see your dick and if they I see hit a, that it's small. They're laughing at you and laughing at your balls.
Thank you, Nick. This is what I asked for.
Small yeah. too. I'm only doing it to calm down.
You know what the song's about?
I can't believe the fucking Stress Factory put those dates up. I'm sure they'll That's be removed okay. in an hour, but you know how I am.
They probably won't even be up when this comes out.
I run fucking hot at night. Yeah. I get pissed off too easily. That's why I'm dying.
Now everyone can see your penis and everybody's laughing at it.
They're laughing at your balls and at your tiny dick.
Oh, man. So, yeah, folks, go to fucking BlueChew.com. Put in fucking the promo code. Fucking enjoy your hard cock. And think of us every time your dick gets hard.
Mm-hmm. And think that just imagine while you're stroking someone that you clearly
Do not love.
Do not love.
Or else your dick would get hard.
That you're paying $300 for the half hour, $500 for kissing, for the VIP. Think of Stav being there and saying, that's awesome.
That's
man.
Awesome, dude.
Okay.
That's nice pussy. That's
so awesome. You want to know what that song's about, Stav?
Yeah. Yeah, we have song, about, what, four,
yeah,
five
we'll
minutes?
Eat it up. This is a good story, okay?
Fuck. Oh, wow, yeah.
The song is a story about an old married couple, right? That they're like, all right, let's go on a trip, mm-hmm. right? They made up their mind. They started packing.
Mm, just like, okay.
And they left before the sun came up that day, right?
Okay.
And then...
What's the song called? The Way?
The Way, right? So they were like, okay, we're an old couple. Keep we're
my,
tired.
Keep my fucking New York area dates out your mouth.
Me?
No, that's like the meme. That's right. The meme I'm doing. And right. It's the stress. So it's Vinnie Brand as Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And you're Will Smith. You're slacking.
You're Will Smith. And
I'm coming on stage and I'm saying, keep my fucking New York dates out your wife's mouth.
Keep my metro. Yeah, you fucking.
And you're saying, welcome to Earth.
Yeah. Now you moving. We moving up. Now you're the. Remember that scene in Independence.
Independence Day. Welcome to Earth. Beep.
Now we're white and you're.
I don't actually remember that.
Yeah. When he opens the spaceship up.
Yeah. He said, now the black people are white.
Yeah.
And all humans are
you
white.
Gotta watch the
and the aliens
a lot
are
of
the
stuff,
beep.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
I
he
didn't
turns
know
over
that.
To Jack Goldblum. He's like, man, can you believe this shit? The world ending, and who do they sacrifice? The fuck. And a. Yeah, to go in there. It's not mm-hmm. the not you know, a white person.
Martha Stewart.
You think it would be a Chinese guy, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's just a couple of.
Oh, it's two black people.
And now there's another one in there also.
I haven't seen that movie in a very long time.
I don't know. I don't remember the movie at all. My favorite thing about the sequel is when they just sort of retcon.
I never saw the second. Yeah,
it's really funny. It's bad. It's really depressing.
No,
it's
got the one that like just came out.
I mean, it came out like 5 years ago now.
Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah.
Independence Day.
No. Mm-hmm. 3 years tops.
Let's look it up. You're usually pretty good at this kind of stuff, but in my mind, it was years.
Stav is good at that?
Sometimes.
At years?
No, like if something happened in the past.
That's such a good description of what I'm good at,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Stav is really good at that. I thought that, okay, I thought that...
No, it's not
I thought
says,
that Will
Stav
Smith...
says it's got to be this. It's usually...
I thought Will Smith beats the aliens.
Either he's wildly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or fucking, you know, Independence Day.
I thought Will Smith beats the
for
aliens.
Sure. Oh, you're right. It's 2016.
Oh, yeah.
So you're right.
16, so that's 8 years ago.
Jesus fucking Christ.
No, that's 6 years ago.
It was that long ago?
That's so long ago. And no one cared, right?
I could have swore this shit was, like, recent.
Yeah, I would have bet that it was the last 3 years.
But what can I say? My dick is fucking delicious.
I am really stoked about the fucking sequel to
Top Gun.
Nah,
that looks like shit, too.
Dude, he flies the planes for real.
I don't fucking care.
Shut up, bro. Fuck you. I hope you get raped.
You wish.
I'm sorry. Anyway, so, okay, this old couple, Stav.
Okay.
How much time do we have left, Nick?
I don't know.
We got 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
All right.
Now I got other shit going on.
Nick, just relax. We're doing our show.
I can't relax, dude. I got to go out tonight and perform for people after being mildly inconvenienced for 20 minutes.
Nick, we're doing our show.
The ticket links have already been removed.
Good. They already have been?
So you've settled the annoyance, and now you're choosing to still be annoyed.
No, because I lost. A package got lost 3 weeks ago, and I just remembered that happened.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a fucking loser.
You're gay.
I'm gay. I'm a fucking loser.
Okay.
I become even more of a loser every fucking year.
You're not.
Oh,
you're
let's
loser.
Return
you
to the thing
money.
About meeting our little versions of ourselves.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
saying that. I see what you're saying.
No, Nick's guy would be such a prick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 19-year-old Nick.
Yeah.
19-year-old you would be like, you're the coolest guy of all time. 19-year-old me would start crying because he's like, you mean you're not the president of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point...
Well, Israel. You wanted Bibi's job.
I wanted to be king of Israel.
Dude, the Coke Zero's hitting today.
They taste so good.
I'll
taste like real Coke.
I'll tell you what tastes real good. Nice piece of pussy.
Dude, amen.
No.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to take your fucking dump.
Not all the
time.
Out
in the lake house?
You're eating the wrong kind of pussy then, Chief.
You got an Inuit wife, little chubby Inuit wife, living in a wood shack.
I would like that.
Next to a frozen lake. You go out there ice fishing all day long.
Maybe, that's really good.
You know, maybe hit the dab, come back in. You take fucking snowshoes off. Get your dick sucked.
Eat some fatty tuna.
Yeah, next to a pot. It's just a pot. Yeah, lake ice tuna.
Damn. Awesome. Do you have a phone charger, Nick?
I'm painting a picture.
Keep going.
You just realized you needed a charger?
Yeah, we got to leave soon, too.
Okay. Dude, what time is it?
7:30.
Oh, shit.
We got the show.
Show's over, folks.
Yeah, we got
I want to tell you the story.
It doesn't matter.